Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. OMG, what's that stand for?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, oh my goodness. But what do most people have that stand for when they're talking and they're texting back and forth?
Oh my God.
Yeah, and if we ever do it, it's oh my goodness.
That's right.
But the thing is that it's reported now that the government has contracted with OMG, oh my gov, and replacing now, because everybody that doesn't know God who says that, they think about it. They declare it as God. Oh my God. They say, oh my God, OMG, oh my God. And now, you know, government social media guru, they're calling this company.
Oh my goodness.
OMG. So they've literally taken the name of God in this culture, this present day culture. And you can see, you know, BuzzFeed's, press feeds, CNN's reporting, The Hill, The Huffington Post, The Boston Globe, The U.S. News, Politico, Newsweek, on and on and on. You could go to omyguv.com. Wow. And it's reported that the government has hired them now because they're a social media type company that, it's an award-winning, what they say on their site, award-winning media and technology firm that provides critical media intelligence, political analysis, and communication services via the proprietary open-source intelligence analysis software. In other words, all these barges floating around out there, they mine the data.
Right.
They mine all the data, and it's like, oh, this is Google.jazz. Mm. This is it, think about it. They took even God's name, OMG. Mm. I mean, think about it.
Wow.
OMG. To this generation, wow, that means, oh my God. And this whole thing has been a tale between two kings. Every bit of it's been a tale between two kings. Mm-hmm. Do you want God to be your king in his form of government under his chosen leadership, like Saul, or like Samuel, I mean? Or do you want a king like everyone else? Do you want a government to be your God? And now they did it. It's called OMG, omygov.com.
Wow.
And the thing about it is, like, will that really mean something to the church? Will they really wake up and say, you know, okay, I got it. Government's not God. Socialism is a progressive movement all the way to communism because men's concepts of utopia. I went to the VFN Torch. I watched the ISM cartoons from 1938.
Right.
I understand this thing, and I'm going to choose God. You know, it's either oh my gov or it's oh my God, but you can't have them both.
Mm.
You got to choose what it is. And so we have a message teaching for you, a prophetic teaching about this in the store at VFNTV.com, and it's entitled A Tale Between Two Kings, SOS. SOS, like sending out a teletype or message, an SOS message that's taking place when it's sending it out. And it sounds something like this. This is when they're tapping out a message. If you don't know, that's a teletype. That's like a teletype where they're touching, and we got to bring that teletype device that was given to you guys, gave to me, but in regards to what God said. What they're doing is sending out a message, and it's SOS, SOS. And save our ship. And so what God is saying, imagine America being a ship, and the prophets are saying, save our ship, save America. And so imagine that's what's being tapped out right now. It's a tale of two kings. A tale of two kings. Saul or Samuel, God or government. You have to make up your mind. Either God's your provider, either he's Jehovah Jireh, or government is. This is the question. Now they've contracted with OhMyGov, OMG.com. It's in our faces, church. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? You can get it. Go to the VFNTV.com. VFNTV.com, and go to the store and get SOS, A Tale of Two Kings, A Tale of Two Kings, Between Two Kings. And with that, know that you are going to be informed about this whole concept, what's happening here. Secondly, I want you to be able to go get the special offer that's available for you today. For any a love gift of whatever you want to do. Just make an offer. Go to VFNTV.com and it's asking the question, is America under God's judgment? Is America under God's judgment? And if you're just being all upset for somebody even asking that question, you need to listen to this. Because just the blindness of thinking that we couldn't be.
That's right.
Or the misunderstanding of what judgment is, because we have Supreme Court judges, we have regional judges, we have county judges, we have state judges, and this is a God thing to have judges. So they're not bringing us to the end of our, it's a good thing. Justice is putting things back in order again. And so it takes it, this two-part teaching, prophetic teaching, takes it systematically, looking at what God says, which would be the law, and then looking at the evidence that's taking place. The evidence that's taking place right now in your very presence in the nation. And the question is, based on what you see, the evidence provided to you, do you feel that we are in the first phase of judgment? The first phase of a nation being turned over to itself? Yes or no? And then, next we'll go, we'll talk about the second phase of judgment in regards to what does God's word say about it? And then all the evidence, what's happening in today's world, right this moment, will be presented. All the evidence is presented, just like you're sitting in a courtroom, as we were talking about earlier, everybody likes to be in a jury. And you're going to be able to look at all the evidence and make a decision, looking at what God says and looking at what's happening. And you can make answer this question. Are we in a second layer of judgment? Are we in a second tier of judgment? The second phase of judgment is, are we under God's second? Because it says God will turn you over to this, God will turn you over to that. And then finally, it'll talk about the third phase of judgment. And all these are very important to understand, because it's God wanting to get our attention. Mm-hmm. Because he's not wanting to write you off. He's not wanting to write you off or out, or he doesn't want to write America out or off. He wants to write us, you, in the Lamb's Book of Life. He wants to write you in. But then the third phase of judgment, what does God say? What does his law say? And then what's actually taking place at this very moment? And I think you're going to be so informed and encouraged. You go, I know where we are then, because I've seen what God said. I've seen the evidence of where we are. I've looked at it precept upon precept. I didn't just make some flippant, emotional decision here because my checking account was empty or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like Josiah now. After hearing the word of God, you're going to just like, oh my goodness, I know what I need to do. And then you're going to find out what you need to do based on that reality. That's available for you right now. It's a special offer available for you right now. Just go to VFNTV.com on the very front page, it says special offers. Click on that, and that'll take you to the special offer, Is America Under God's Judgment, two-part series, and it's yours. You can download it today. You'll just need to be able to just make an offer, whatever God lays on your heart. We're not, just make an offer, and it'll immediately come to you in an email that you can download or download it at that moment and begin to listen to it. And guess what? You're going to walk around knowing the answer to the question, with evidence and understanding the law, understanding what God's expectations are, and you're going to walk around with the knowledge of God and the wisdom of what to do in today's environment. That is America Under God's Judgment, two-part series. Go to VFNTV.com and click on special offer for today. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFM radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to bfntv.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.